Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. We are grateful to have Ocusoft as a sponsor of our show. Since 1986, Ocusoft has served the community with a unique selection of proprietary brands, from dry eye care and protection with Retain line of artificial tears to eyelid hygiene with Ocusoft Lid Scrub Eyelid Cleansers, essential for maintaining healthy eyes. Zoria Skincare from Ocusoft offers revolutionary products for people with sensitive skin and eyes. Thank you to Ocusoft for being the number one doctor-recommended brand of eyelid cleansers and providing patients and doctors with products and supplies to continue to keep our eyes healthy. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Dr. April Jasper Show. I'm here with my good friend, Dr. Tanya Reynoldson. And Tanya, thank you. You have a story that I can't wait to share, but thanks for being here with me.
Thanks for having me, April. This is so exciting.
So Tanya and I have been friends for a very long time. I think we met probably, 15 more years ago.
Now we're going to show our age.
Yeah. Well, see, what happens is usually I tell people a timeline and then I'll look at him and he'll be like, no, keep going.
Yeah.
Because I just forget.
Glad he's not over here right now.
Yeah. I forget the years. So we're going to go with 15.
There we go.
But we've had so much fun.
Because we're only 35.
That's right. Oh, gosh. Over the years. You, home is Tennessee. So
yes.
Tell us more about where home is.
So I live in rural Tennessee. We laugh about these t-shirts that a guy makes. We're halfway between Memphis and Nashville. We live on the Tennessee River. And I think there's maybe 15,000 people in our whole county.
And yeah. My family knows you for is that you live right next to
Loretta Lynn's, the great dirt racing capital of the world horse riding capital. Yes.
I don't think many people probably know that about us. David and I have a Harley, but David grew up on dirt bikes. And so our kids grew up on dirt bikes. So when we learned that you were by Loretta Lynn's, my kids were like, oh, man, it's like living in the most amazing place on the planet.
It is pretty neat. And then they have a wedding venue now. Of course, that's how everything goes they've got a wedding venue. Yeah. But it's pretty cool.
And then we get the joy of seeing you regularly because your daughter is a tennis amazing champion.
She's pretty good. I know. We enjoy that. She comes down to Boca, which will hopefully be down there in a couple of weeks for a pro tournament to play that. She does play at the University of Wisconsin. She's a Badger. Go Badgers. I never thought I'd say that.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. So we've had so much fun over the years, but what I want everybody to know about you too is that you've always inspired me not just in my practice, because you had how many practices?
Three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'll tell the story about that in a minute, but I've always learned from you. You have been such an inspiration, Tanya, in helping me to just think about new ways to do things in my office. So it's great to have friends that not only make you feel better as a person, and help you to be a better person, but help you to grow your practice. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. I feel the same way. I've learned so much from you, and I've taken things from your practice and moved it into our practices to help them grow and succeed. Now I've taken a little bit different path. I did have three practices between my business partner and I. We owned our commercial realty on top of it. We built the buildings that they're in, plus some extra buildings. We sold, it'll be 3 years, December 17th. We actually sold to AEG Vision. I am now in a different role. I worked in the practice for a year and a half, 2 years. I went back and got my MBA, midlife crisis, at 49.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, for the viewers, we had this conversation when we were visiting over, my daughter, one of my tennis breaks when my daughter's playing Boca, we went up and visited and we were talking about, should I do this? Should I do that? What should we do? And I was trying to talk you into doing it and David into doing the MBA.
Yeah.
And then I ended up doing it, which I think they'll do it. David and Eric.
We will one day.
You guys will do it. But that's been a different, I'm in a role. I'm a senior eye care director. So now I offer support to doctors. I have, I cover probably 8 states and I have about 100 and over 100 doctors that I cover.
Oh, they're blessed to have you.
It's fun. It's really fun. It's fun to be able to help people grow in practice because you have doctors that have been practiced forever, that had sold their practices and that are still practicing. Then you have doctors that are new coming out, new grads coming out, and you get to support them also and to watch them grow in their journey. So I think that's been such a blessing for me. I think kind of God put me in the right place at the right time.
Yep. Well, Tanya, the next thing that happened, so I also remember sitting with you and you were like, what should I do now? I think I'll pursue the MBA. We talked about all kinds of things and people are about to see some other stuff that you're working on too. We won't talk about right now. But then the next thing that happened is your life journey kind of took another turn. And I know you haven't had a chance to talk about it much, but you have inspired me through this journey as well. And I know other people will be so moved and helped by your story. So tell us a little bit about the unexpected path that you encountered about a year ago.
So it was March of this year.
Oh, goodness.
I know. I found a knot in near my sciatic nerve and around in my hip, in my lower hip, my lower glute on my left side. And of course, we had been skiing because, you know, we're super active. My husband and I are super active. And I had taken a nice fall and I had some bruises. And so, you know, we just assumed it was a hematoma because it was a really nice bruise down my hip. And so I went to the doctor and I pretty much convinced the doctor that it was a hematoma, because this is the bad thing about
being a doctor.
It is about being in our medical profession and probably knowing too much.
Yep.
So I went and did a ultrasound and it came back that it was a hematoma, seroma, or it could be a mass. Well, we ended up going to a general surgeon and he said, this was 2 months later. And at this point it was probably golf ball size, which you couldn't tell unless you laid it, because it's deep in the muscle.
Yep.
And so, it was not a hematoma. It was not a seroma. He actually removed it and he did not get the margins clean because he thought it was a hematoma when he went in, and he got as much as he could, but it was so deep he didn't feel comfortable because it was near my sciatic nerve.
Wow.
So we ended up, by that time it was the end of May that we finally found out that it was a type of spindle cell sarcoma called peripheral nerve sheath tumor, a malignant peripheral nerve sheath tumor, which you see 90% of the time in patients that have the NF1 gene, neurofibromatosis. 10% of the time they don't know. They don't know why it happens. And so I'm one of those, they don't know, because obviously I don't have the NF1 gene or carry it. That was a whole journey in itself. And then that kind of, that's what spurred a complete life change. Let's put it that way.
Wow. Okay. So 2 months into it, now you find out you're still working and doing.
Still working. My job, I'm perfect timing, because if I would have been in private practice, I probably couldn't have done what I was doing. And now with the company that I work for, with AEG, they were amazing. My boss, who Kelly Spector, had breast cancer before. And so I think there's empathy there.
Yeah.
So I got to work remotely. I worked on different projects for them. We went to MD Anderson the first week of July. So after AOA is actually when I got the official diagnosis, was that Friday of AOA. I won't ever forget, because I was sitting outside and we had just met with a couple of people from AOA, and after that meeting I went outside and the doctor called, and that's when I got the official diagnosis. Then we went to MD Anderson because we did some research, and since such a rare aggressive type of cancer, we ended up going to MD Anderson. It was either there or Mayo that kind of handled those kind of things, and I've been blessed there too. As far as the way it was, we stayed there for a month and did radiation. I was lucky. I only had to have radiation starting out. But I did have, I can kind of give you a little bit of the details.
Yeah.
So they did CAT scans galore. When I went in, I had the CAT scans the 1st of July. There was two tumor spots left by my sciatic nerve. They were both about a centimeter and a half big, each of them were. And I had spots in my lungs. I had several, multiple. It said, I went through of course, you know me, they go in there. I was with the radiation oncologist and I was like, show me my CAT scans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to see what they look like. I want to see where everything is. You know, I got the reports and I can read the reports. There were two large masses that were, and I say large as in they were 0.8 centimeters, and they don't do biopsies until they're 1 centimeter.
Mm.
And so then there was multiple, and it said several multiple. And, you know, they don't number them, but there are other multiple lesions in my lungs. And that was kind of had a fatty liver. That was a new one. Also had a 4 centimeter aortic aneurysm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Congenital. It ends up being it's congenital. Who knew?
Whoa.
And then I also had calcified arteries. So, and this is 50. I'm 50. This is great 50 birthday year.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness.
You're sitting there looking at the CAT scan and you're thinking, I thought I was in pretty good shape. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have known.
Nope.
I knew my cholesterol had been creeping up over the years. And it was in the high normal range. I mean, right above normal. It was in the high, low, high range, I guess.
Yep.
But it was still not anything that they were going to put me on medicine. They talked about statin drugs. And you know me, I'm like, I'll walk. I'll run. I'll do something. I'll take facial. I'll take flaxseed. What do I need to do? So I think at that point I was like, we're doing something different.
Yeah.
And I dove into the research about what we were going to do. I opted to do they decided not to do chemo. They usually treat chemo when you have spots in your lungs, but since they couldn't biopsy it and be for sure, the way the doctor explained it to me is once they remove the primary tumor, sometimes that it helps the other to go away,
wow,
you know, on its own, you know, because it's not feeding that and the body doesn't recognize. Sometimes it makes it worse, though. So, you know, that you're sitting there, well, what's it going to do? So as we talked, I decided to change completely everything. I went to a plant-based diet. I added a couple of supplements, like, into my diet that I wasn't getting through the plant-based diet. And I just kind of went on that journey. I made a smoothie every morning. We were laughing about the smoothie. It has hemp seeds in it. It has carrots in it. I do carrot juice every day. I do celery, turmeric. I grill up turmeric root. It goes into the smoothie, ginger, cayenne pepper. So interesting thing about that is turmeric doesn't work, you know, or curcumin doesn't work unless you pair it with black pepper and oil.
Oh,
and
my
so that's
goodness.
Something else too that I was learning through this whole thing, which I think is a huge, you know, kind of a huge thing, because people take mm-hmm. turmeric supplements all the time.
Yep.
And it's something that doesn't actually absorb until you have the other two with it.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of what else.
So you started that at the same time you were doing your treatments?
Radiation. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was, so and my husband did too. Meat was gone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my husband did too. Now he still eats a little meat at dinner. Like, he doesn't have, instead of having a big steak, he has like a hand, like a fist.
Wow.
Or a chicken or something like that.
Wow.
What was interesting about this is we were in Houston. We stayed there for 3 weeks. And then, or 4 weeks, we were there for 4 weeks. And I think it was about the second week of being, after the second week of being on the diet, we would get up and we would walk every day, because that was another thing I started. I walked every day and over an hour a day. And then he said, let's go to the gym. And I said, okay. So, you know, my husband's a football coach and he teaches. So he has old football injuries that we hear about all the time. He complains and groans.
And you say, well, you did it to yourself.
This is going to be David after doing all these marathons and triathlons.
He's not
going to
get a whole lot of sympathy from me.
No, none whatsoever. It's self-inflicted. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Jamie said to me, he has not been able to raise his arm up over this high because he had a partial labrum tear. And so this has been for years. And so he had quit really lifting heavy and all that stuff. We probably shouldn't have done that anyways.
Wow.
But when he said, let's go lift. And I said, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. He said, look at this. And he lifts his arm above his head.
Oh, my gosh. David, are you hearing this? This is incredible.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And so I was like, this is wild. And so he was like, I'm in. Whatever we're doing, I'm in. So we do no processed foods anymore, pretty much single ingredient foods. We make our own things. If it has more than a list of 4 ingredients in it, we don't buy it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really been amazing for him. I think the biggest thing for me, though, that probably was eye-opening, and I think it was kind of the spiritual walk with it, and also the meditation. So I say that there's 3 things that I did major. One was spiritual meditation, which is probably the first thing I did, because I call them my prayer warriors. Whenever I found out, you know, I'm of Christian faith, and so I reached out to patients, not even that are in my church, just
wow.
pastors from other churches and some youth groups and things like that. And then I always say there's another little lady that she's the pastor's wife of a Pentecostal church at home, and her grandson plays basketball with my grandson, and once she found out, they put me on the list. And there would be people
wow.
that would come up in town and just hug me and pray for me. And I think just having that support
and knowing you had it
and knowing I had it was huge and comforting.
Yep.
Because it's devastating when you look at it. You know, I went from looking at, well, if it's in my bones, I'm gonna have to be amputated from the hip down.
Yeah,
that was the first thing. When we made it past that hurdle, it wasn't in the bones. So then it went to, well, if it's on your sciatic nerve, we're going to have to cut your sciatic nerve. You'll be in a brace the rest of your life and you'll have foot drop. We got past that one too. But, you know, in those moments when you're going in for each CAT scan or going in for each doctor's report, it's so stressful. And to know that you have that support from all these people and that spiritual feeling, and, you know, studies have been done that, you know, when people are prayed for, they tend to progress faster and quicker and stay in hope and positive. And I was working with a meditation teacher, because I had to learn to meditate, because April.
You don't slow down.
No. How can you? I mean, let's be real. What do you do?
No, I don't slow down. But maybe I don't do things as well as you've learned to. But I have to find a way to shut off all the stuff running through my head so that I can focus on not having all that there. But tell us, what did you learn?
Are you looking for a nutritional supplement to help with your day-to-day vision needs? Look no further than MacuHealth. Recommended by doctors worldwide, MacuHealth offers a full line of products designed to support your vision and eye health. available through iCare Professionals on Amazon.com and directly on our website at MacuHealth.com. And here's the best part. Use the code OME24 when ordering direct from MacuHealth for special discounts. MacuHealth, nutrition you can see.
So she said that one is called the monkey mind. You know, it goes crazy.
Yes.
And the other thing is that when we were talking about it, she said, when you're meditating, she said, you're of such strong faith that to bring that into it. And okay. She said, you're going to be fine. And I remember her saying that to me several times. I met with her like every 2 weeks we would meet for an hour. She was out of Australia. It was really funny because the time zones were kind of off. And how I met her was, it was a group that does meditation for cancer. He was a cancer survivor. And he changed his diet and started meditation. And so it was hard for me. Like, it was so difficult. Like, I did pretty good at first, and then my mind would just wander. And so I had somebody to talk me through it. But she was talking about the studies that they've done with people who meditate and people who are of faith that have such, their healing rate is faster. Because your immune system, they rest and digest easier. Yep. Your immune system kicks in, and you're doing immunotherapy, more or less, without the drugs.
Wow. Amazing. All right. So you changed your diet. You started a meditation, and it was 15 minutes. How long?
I started 30 minutes.
Okay.
I do 15 minutes a day. I do 15 to 20 minutes every morning. And then at night I'll do it I fall asleep in that one though, cause I'm terrible.
That's good though. Out.
Yeah. 20 minutes a night. Yeah.
And what was the third component?
Exercise.
Ah.
Started moving. I won't even say exercise, just moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
With intention. Moving with intention.
So we haven't told everybody. What is the status today?
So the status today is I had surgery on September 25th. when I went in for my MRI beforehand, they couldn't find the tumor. So they couldn't even find where the tumors were. And they had to mark it, the area, with the markers that they marked for breast cancer. They had to insert it in there from the previous MRIs.
Oh,
they marked it there.
Goodness.
They had to remove the tissue, anything that the previous surgeon, you know, the general surgeon had touched because of recurrence rate. Because the recurrence rate of this cancer is 30%. And so, you know, there's a high recurrence rate. So they had to remove all of that tissue. So they did remove about 30% of my glute. And it was under like the maximus and part of the medius. So that's been interesting. And that took me, you know, it was harder for me to recover from that than I thought it would be. But I was like, let's get it out. Even though it's not there, let's get it out because I don't want to have that reoccurrence. I don't want to deal with this again.
No.
So the day after surgery, they did CAT scans. And my lungs were 100% clear.
Your lungs are 100% clear?
100% clear.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had no treatment on that. Remember, light radiation was only in
Tanya.
The, you know, the area of the glute. That's it.
What a miracle.
Very much. Very much a miracle. It's been, again, a wild journey. Liver is not fatty anymore. Cholesterol numbers, I just had them run this past week. They're all down within normal. Every one of my markers were all normal because before my white blood cells and red blood cells were kind of off too, but everything's normal.
And essentially 8 months.
Essentially
8 months.
From June to September, end of September. So June to 1st of October. So June, July, August, September, 4 months.
Oh my gosh. So you made amazing life changes because you were put in a spot where
you had to. Yeah.
But the beauty of that is you are such an example to everyone else that if you make those changes, look at the difference it'll make in your body.
Oh, I feel so much better. My hair is thicker. We had this whole conversation.
Yes, I love it.
It's so much better. My wrinkles are a little bit better, which is even better. You know, that's okay, though. I'm okay with having wrinkles. But I mean, just in general, my skin's better. So another thing is obviously I'm a ginger and we do tend to burn. And I've worn sunscreen my whole life. So part of the thing was getting vitamin D every day.
Yep.
And so I would go sit in the sun for 20 to 30 minutes. Normally I would burn and I didn't.
Wow.
It's kind of wild. I never really got sunburn. If I stayed out an hour or so, then yes, I would get a little bit of sunburn. But, you know, sitting out there 30 minutes or so at the house in July, I would have gotten a little bit of a sunburn or gotten pink, but I never did. And I think it's just the vitamin A that you're taking in and the whole rejuvenation part.
What about your eyes?
Oh, this was the kicker. This is the big one. And this is what I sent. We were talking about this. So I had sent her pictures of my OCTs. I had vision issues. And I was having some light and dark adaptation issues. So like if I was in the house and I woke up in the morning, the lights were on. It took me a while to like kind of adjust. Or if we were in somewhere where the room's kind of like this one, where it's kind of dim lighting, or if they had fluorescent lighting, I couldn't see that great. And I was like, what is going on? So I went to my friend, Frances Bynum. She has an OCTA. And so I'm like, well, if we're just going to do this, we're just going to, you know, do this.
Yep.
So in August, of course, I put it off because I was dealing with so much other stuff. So about the 1st of August, I went and she did an OCTA on me in Optos. And I had these little spots that were in the... I had some that were in the outside of the retina layer that was kind of like just in right on the bottom layer, right on the top layer. Didn't really know what that was. It wasn't drusen, but then I had drusen, which was temporal to the fovea. And so I had several drusen. We call them baby drusen. You can see the nice little humps across the top on both eyes. Yeah. She did do a dark adaptation on me, which that one ended up being normal at the point that I had it. And I think I was still in that healing phase at that point.
Right.
I went back. When I got back from surgery, she had sent my OCT star retina friend Dr. Brad Priester, and Brad called me and he's like, get in here. I was like, dude, I can't, I'm going to do surgery, I gotta blah blah. He said, I want to see you ASAP. And I'm like, you will have to wait till I get back. And he's like, okay. So about 2 weeks post surgery, so mid-October, I went in. And it's so funny because one of his technicians used to work with me when I was in cataract surgery in my beginning of my career when I was doing my residency and things. And we did the OCTs, no drusen.
Wow.
And nothing in the outskirts layers of the retina either.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, completely gone. So that whole RP layer is super flat. Everything is back to normal. He was jumping for joy. She was hugging me in the hall. Like, this was like a big thing.
Yes.
So, and a lot of people don't know about our retina specialist, Dr. Brad Priester. He was a type 2 diabetic.
Oh.
And he went on a nutrition path too on his own. And he no longer takes any medication. He's in super health.
Wow.
Good health, you know, that kind of thing. So he always has said that drusen is inflammatory and it's the junk.
Yep.
And it's the junk that the body doesn't get rid of.
Yep.
And so, interestingly enough, I asked him, I said, what do you think? I said, I just want to know your opinion. And he's like, I think it's everything that you did. It's the same thing that took care of your lungs, is the same thing that took care of this drusen.
Wow. What a life lesson.
And huge.
Good for optometrists to know.
I know, because in the chair, and I know you prescribe nutraceuticals. I prescribe nutraceuticals. But I mean, I'll be honest, April, I halfway prescribe nutraceuticals.
Right.
You know, because you're sitting there and you're almost prejudging the patient. Like, are you really going to buy these or are you really going to take these if I do prescribe these to
you? And you're
you?
Thinking, you're going to think I'm selling something when That's really
right.
I'm not. I'm telling you what you need to do.
Yeah. So now it's a different conversation.
Now
I believe. It's a complete different conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you know, I did mine through diet per se, not nutraceuticals. But
most people won't go to that trouble.
But they won't go to that trouble. I mean, I've had so many people tell me, like, I could never do what you're doing. And I always say to them,
yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And it depends on what situation you're in.
That's right. If your life dictated it, you would.
I could never give up pasta. Oh, yes, you can.
You did it.
You know, if it is, you can. And I think that's the same thing with the nutraceuticals.
Yeah.
I think that when we look at patients now, it's a different conversation.
It is. Tanya, I mean, your story is amazing. Obviously, you were put in a position where you had to make difficult decisions, but you did it. You did it for you. You did it for your family. And the ups and downs along the way, I mean, I would read some of your posts and I would just cry. And so I don't always look at Facebook. She posted some stuff. I would text Tanya and just be like, how are you doing? And she knows me well enough to know the facts. I need the facts.
Uh-huh.
And you'd give me those. Yeah.
Bump, bump, bump.
You'd give me the facts and I would just rejoice with you. But for everybody that's listening to this and has heard the journey that you've been on, I mean, what would you leave them with? And I know the story's not over. You're rolling out so many different things now to teach people and to help others. But what would you tell them today about what you've been through, where you're at today, and what they should be thinking about in their life and moving forward?
I think that... Oh, this is... April, you put me on the spot. This
I
is
know,
a really good question, though.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, because I think it's a journey. And I think, too, I think if we take care of ourselves, and I think that's what I didn't get, because, one, we have stress. I mean, we're both driven. I'm the driver. I think that stress is a major factor. Having a huge support system, whether it be spiritual, whether it be family, whatever, I think that's... you know, you need that. But I think also, like, we don't understand how the body can heal itself.
Right.
Until you go through it. I think you have to almost be in those shoes or listen to somebody that does go through it. And I think that your body can, if you're putting the right things in it, then that makes a difference. And when people, you know, how many times does a patient say to you, well, my family, my mom's diabetic, I'm going to be diabetic.
Right,
well, why
right.
are you going to be diabetic? You know, and you want to look at them and say, okay,
yeah.
or my mom's overweight, I'll be overweight. And that's not true.
Right.
I mean, it's not true. It's what you put into it. I do
that's
know that
right.
there are genetic predispositions, but I think that you have control of it and it has to be yours to own.
Yep. I love it. I think there's so much in this, and I think anybody that's listening, hopefully you're inspired to do better where you are today. We don't wish any of the challenges that either of us have had on anyone else, but at the same time, you're going to have problems. They're
yes.
going to come up, and you need to be prepared. And I think the meditation, what you learned is the meditation, that piece of it is a lot to do with, has a lot to do with decreasing the stress.
Absolutely.
And your nutrition, your body won't absorb what it needs to absorb if your body's in chronic stress mode.
That is spot on right there. I think then that's what they told you. You have to be, even if you're taking in the nutrition, if you've still got that stress, it's not. Your immune system's
yeah.
going to tank either way.
Right. So those are the lessons I think that are so good. And just community, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You have such a great community, so many of us that love you. And I think what you probably learned is there's a whole lot more people out there that know you and love you
oh,
than you
crazy.
Ever knew.
I know, or even thought about me. I know,
exactly.
It is crazy. But and I will say optometry as a whole has been so supportive. I mean,
that's
it's
good.
Been amazing.
Yep.
You know, it's funny because you had reached out to me, you know, like I just saw your post. What's going on? I had no idea. And I'm not one to put like posts like that on social media, but it had come to the point that people were asking me constantly.
Yeah,
and so
it was
I
easier.
Wanted to... You know, as a whole. And also
yep.
my best friend said, it's time. Like she knew my prognosis. She had done WebMD'd
yep.
it. She had Googled MD. And so she's like, look, we know where you're at.
Yeah.
So you need to put that out there. And it's amazing when I did. I
wow.
mean, like the support that you get in from all the people asking
yeah.
you questions and wanting help. And then now I help other people.
It's That's right.
Which has been something that we're, you know, started. My best friend and I started doing that in our community. We worked with some nurse practitioners actually Monday night, and they brought them over to eat plant-based meals, talk about, and I'm not trying to convert everybody to plant-based.
I
think
know,
processed food
okay.
is a big,
it is a problem for everybody.
Is the thing. And in the Western, in our Western states, that's
yep.
the big problem. So it was to educate them and to educate, to let them know what's available and how to do it. The majority, what was funny about the room was 75% of the people in the room had cancer or had cancer
wow.
before. And so
wow.
you're like, and there were veterinarians, nurses, nurse practitioners. It
oh
was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, for all of you who are listening, viewing, watching, hearing the story, I think that what Tanya's taught us today is just so incredible and a lot more to come. But tell them, on our closing note here, tell them the cookbook you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's fabulous, and it helps them to kind of start on that journey.
It does. I used Chris Warrick, W-A-R-K. He's out of Memphis. He's actually a stage 3C cancer survivor, colon cancer survivor. He's done this. He did it like 20 years ago, I think. It was about 20 years ago. But it kind of got me started. I ate mostly raw vegetables the first 90 days in, and then it broke into other plant-based recipes,
yeah.
and it was pretty easy. I did go to an academy. I went to the ONS, O-W-N-S.
Yeah.
And they had a cookbook there, and I can't remember the doctor. She's a doctor of optometry, but hers is plant-based also.
Oh, good.
And interestingly enough, she had all the
yeah.
vitamins for macular degeneration and the retina glaucoma, things like that in the front
nice.
And how you get them through food. And I will get that name for you because I'm
okay.
not for sure about that one. But that one was pretty, her recipes were pretty good too.
Good.
I like those.
I love
yeah.
that. Thank you, Tanya. Thanks for being here with us and sharing your story.
Oh, thanks for having me, April, always.